brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want your take on the fact that it's just a public secret that Boko Haram is a CIA globalist spy. So here's Hillary that protected him and didn't put him on a terror watch list or a terror designation to stop money getting to him. It's set up right when Obama gets in office as part of destabilizing Africa. What is your take on that? And we'll take a lot of your phone calls. I'd like to hear from military, especially that's been in AFRICOM and seen any of this. But you're compartmentalized, I know, but now you can see the big picture. You probably already saw it. You saw the Obama deception out 6 years ago. It all came true. 800-259-9231. That film, free online. You can also buy the DVD to have a higher quality copy and that can't be censored. It's got 14 million views on one channel, 5 million on another, 8 million on another. Before Google took it down, it was on Google Video 6 years ago. They still had that. It had more than 30 million views just on that one channel. So I haven't done the math. 60 million views? I don't know. You can buy the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com just to have it in your collection. That's good because they take the web down. You watch it, and people keep saying, this film's better now and more important than it was 6 years ago. Came out in 2009 in March because all of it came true. And that's why I haven't released Obama Deception 2 as an update. I don't want to say it's become obsolete because I've taken 3 years to make it, but it's just always evolving, and I just don't know what to do. There's so much. I just can't put out crap, and it's not crap. It's just that I want to put out something really good, but I'm just so busy, I don't have time to film make, and I just don't know what to do. Because we've got a great film already, but I want to update it and add a bunch of stuff. It's just crazy. It's all just crazy. But think about freedom. That I could make a film, that InfoWars could make a film, that's been seen more than 55 million times that I know of. 55 million times. 55 million. Most people I don't think watched it twice, so let's say it's been seen by 30 million people. That scares the establishment. And I was watching MSNBC and CNN this morning on an elliptical. I was reading the text. I wasn't listening to it. And it was just, I recognize all these former White House people were the host and the guest, and it's all about how they want to be movie stars and narcissists, and they love being on air, but no one's watching them. It's little, pinhead, grimy nobodies, full of baloney, with no honor, that no one wants to follow. I mean, you people are a joke. You could put scantily clad women on there, and like Fox, and do better. But, you know, we are ruled over by these people because they've inherited the big centralized government, the centralized system. But they really are a joke. And it's important to realize that they're just all jokes. I mean, all the women's magazines I see at the grocery store everywhere, on you know, the dentist office, whatever, is how everything, Hillary's a movie star. And really, Michelle and Hillary and all them want to be like movie stars. They want to go. And the public thinks this is real. It's just all a bunch of soft people. America has smoked its own dope. America has drunk its own propaganda. And it's time to stick our finger down our collective throat, vomit it up, and get the poison out. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First time, long time, whatever. We're going to take your calls. Just all I ask is have a good phone. And when I say your name and go to you, they hear the phone system go, psh. That means you're on, and just make your point. I'm going to try to move the next person. 800-259-9231. And we've got a bunch of other stuff. Hagel, we missed VA problems. They missed them at secret death lists and not give them treatment. We've also got more on, is Mexican food racist? No, I'm not saying Mexicans are racist or Mexican food. Is it racist if you eat Mexican food? And I think the answer obviously is. They're banning it everywhere for white people because it's a racist action for white people to eat Mexican food. I'm not joking. All-you-can-eat taco bars deemed offensive. Face campus extinction. We'll be back. That sounds like a free country, huh?
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in them.
Yeah, I played this earlier in the broadcast today, but I thought we'd play it again.
Just like witches.
Because it fits into this headline. U.S. to conduct strategic bomber exercise.
Plot destruction.
Nuclear drills follow massive Russian war games last week. Referendum results in Lunsk and other regions show landslide support for self-rule. What does the U.S. government want in Ukraine? Well, it's not the U.S. government. It's the globalists sock-puppeting our nation towards destabilization and war. Here's some of the breaking news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Very important article. Greenwald's come out and says NSA intercepts computer hardware and fits it with surveillance equipment. Yeah, you could have heard that on my show in 1996. We documented with engineers that when the hardware is being shipped, it's being added in, or they pay them to do it at the factories, or they now have it where they can energize the chips, even when your computer's not plugged into a wall or on, and steal the data out of the capacitors that turn the computer on. Did you hear what I just said? We're breaking all of this. But now, Greenwald, why, he's telling us, because he has Snowden. U.S. government tampers with routers before factory scaling and sending them out. In fact, this is, I should get Buckley Hammond in here, my cousin, who worked at a major silicon chip maker back when we were both in college and then out of it. And he described these guys would come in with guns and everything and watch them with the bunny suits when they would make secret chips. And they didn't even know what the chips were. They were having them add stuff, you name it. I mean, this is just such a joke. But, oh, there's no illegal spying going on. It's just routed into everything. So there's a new article up on InfoWars.com. Indiana gets new military helicopters for homeland security missions, close quote. The Lakotas, manufactured by Airbus Group, will also aid state and local federal law enforcement agencies in case of an emergency. The UH-72 Lakota. And there's unlimited helicopters and unlimited money. Again, you've got to pay higher taxes or you're mean and hateful and racist, but they will take your house if you don't pay the taxes. But stealing from people, that's good. Boko Haram, the IMF, and the globalist designs on Nigeria. Very important article by Kurt Nemo. That's up on InfoWars.com. And an extremely important article that we've tweeted out at Real Alex Jones, and I hope everyone gets and passes on to friends and family and media sources, you name it, is that Mexico, of all places, the citizens have gotten guns out of the U.S., not the ones that Obama shipped down there to trace back and blame drug violence on the Second Amendment, but guns that Mexicans got, mainly deer rifles, you name it, to protect themselves against the drug cartels. Even the AP had to admit in an article we covered yesterday, and it's in this article, that crime rates have dropped, order has been restored, the people are being hailed, and are getting support rising for them. And none of it will be perfect, but it just shows arming the general public's the way to go. It's linked in red. The headline is 1776 worldwide, the Second Amendment comes to Mexico. Mexican citizens defy gun ban in order to defend themselves against violent criminals. And then there is the edited, trimmed down for brevity. First 45 minutes of the show down to 18 minutes. Mexico planning to legalize guns, and they're moving towards, okay, you can have guns, because the people just legally used them and did whatever they wanted. And without compliance, government can do nothing. It's kind of like the illegals here in the U.S. They've always just done whatever they want. So the government just goes ahead now and just tries to make them voters and lets them do whatever they want. Meanwhile, U.S. citizens, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, comply with everything. We're known as big, fat, stupid chumps. It is time to stop complying when government is out of line. That's what jury nullification is. You judge the facts and the law. I mean, look, if somebody rapes and kills a guy's daughter, and that's the time to kill fiction is based on real accounts of composite of things that happened. Somebody rapes and kills your daughter or whatever. And they let the guy off that did it, and you saw him do it, and you know they did it, kill him. I mean, that's the precept, that's the idea. And then the jury now sees a dad in the docks there about to be given prison time for killing somebody that raped and killed their daughter. The jury says not guilty. Crime of passion. We are the boss. We are the people. Our will, not the establishment. We will have guns. We will have private property. Our children are ours. We're sick of it. But we've been taught to let everything else tell us what to do, so we don't know how to navigate the world like domesticated animals that don't know how to find food. We have to have the animating contest of liberty. So please get that article off of InfoWars.com and get it out to your friends, your family, everybody. Danish police have confirmed the Marriott Hotel is the site of the Bilderberg 2014. We're going to have David Knight, Josh Owens, and Paul Joseph Watson there reporting. Watson's already in contact with the Danish police. DHS emails reveal U.S. may have terrorist hands-off list. That's such a big article by Judicial Watch. Of course they have terrorists they're told not to mess with. Any real terrorist group, those are gold. You need them to attack stuff so you can take America's rights and build an army you claim for al-Qaeda, but it's really for the American people. And then again, Bill Maher shocks, says Islam is the problem. Doesn't point out Obama and the globalists are running in radical Islam. Now, I said I want to take your calls on Ukraine, Africa, military-industrial complex, terrorism, the VA situation, whatever you want to talk about, 800-259-9231. Tim in Florida, you're on the air. Thank you.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to speak on the African situation and tie it in with Ukraine. At the outside of the program, you talked about them playing nations against each other. It's worse than that. And it's more complicated than that, I believe. They're playing regional blocks against each other. In Africa, there was an article just last Friday in an all-Africa website, ECOWAS. It's the Economic Community of West African States, to adopt new framework to combat terror. And it says...
That's it. You bring in the terrorist as a way to create the regional globalist AFRICOM control systems. No, exactly.
Exactly, and that is a sub-region of the African Union. Now, as far as Ukraine is concerned, Alex, I'd made the video Blockheads that was a finalist in your video contest last year. That wasn't a technological masterpiece, but I want to thank you for that contest because it allowed me to motivate me to assemble some facts that make me conclude that this region building is what they're up to. So I wish sometime you could re-examine Henry Kissinger's famous or infamous New York Times op-ed from 2009, The Chance for a New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
In that article, Kissinger wrote that this order would come about in either one of two ways. Either the world would accept what he called an international political regulatory system, or by constructing the size of the political jurisdictions in more manageable regional units, which he said would likely be brought about in a new mercantilism of competing regional units. Alex, I know you're a student of history, and you know that
they use mercantilism to only let you produce certain things, so you're dependent on the other group to give you the others, and the globalists manage that as a referee. That's the global control over the modern mercantile system, and I've called the New World Order the modern mercantile system, where only licensed, authorized groups can be involved in commerce. Everyone else is controlled by taxes. America was under mercantilism. That's what George Washington hated. And yes, Gaddafi was giving the oil wealth. I'm not romanticizing him, but compared to these guys, he was a good guy at the end. He was actually trying to create a real African Union to actually help Africa. And that was not going to be allowed. So this is part of the destabilization where they bring in the different forces. You're absolutely correct.
The key to that is what mercantilism did. The main characteristic of mercantilism was a consolidation of central control within each empire in order to counter the perceived threats or the conceived threats from the other empires. And that's exactly what they're doing in order to form these regions.
Exactly. Russia is the new enemy. China, oh, we've got to do it. And then they all form as mercantile using the other threat, basing the economy around conflict instead of around shared human values.
Exactly. Alex, I if I could, offline or whatever, I'd like to perhaps send a one-page analysis of this, what I've been working on for you. I also made a 4-minute update to that Blockheads, a little better quality. I redid Blockheads, by the way, a little better sound thing. I'd appreciate it if I could get...
Sure, sure. What's the exact headline on YouTube so we can pull up your Blockheads video?
Okay, the new one is called Kissinger, World Order and the New Cold War.
And Kissinger, World Order, and the New Cold War. And what was the original Blockhead called? Full headline.
Blockheads, Builders of the New World Order.
Blockheads, Builders of the New World Order. Absolutely. When you read Kissinger's writings, when you read Brzezinski's, it's all public. I mean, like I keep saying, the White House science czar wrote a book the year I was born saying we're going to put fluoride in the water to brain damage people. I mean, it's not my opinion. Eco-science. I mean... What is it like for you, who's a smart guy, so you spend time researching it? You know this is real. I mean, it's just crazy to watch him doing this.
Well, I'm just the same as you, Alex, trying to tell people this, and they deny it but won't look at the material. And I think that's probably the most frustrating of all.
It is. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your call. You know, people want to write articles for us as long as there's not individual names of small people that we can't prove have done something. You know, we know when a writer sends us something that's got good research, good info, and that doesn't have slander or libel in it. People should all submit articles or blurbs. A good place to do it is through planetinfowars.com, and then we'll look at those articles, send them on to us, and we can link to that and post it. But just send articles that people write to showtips@infowars.com. If you write for other websites out there, send us your stuff. Tell us if you want us to republish it. You know, send us your ideas. And don't feel bad if we don't post at all. Sometimes we don't see it all. But Show tips at InfoWars.com, writers at InfoWars.com. Those are places to email us. Now I want to come back. Zach, John, Nick, Miles, and many others. Your calls are coming up. 800-259-9231.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I got a bunch of clips I haven't played that I want to comment on. We'll do that if we take some more calls. Common Core opponents slammed as extremists. That's the new thing, that you're basically terrorists. If you don't like 2 plus 2 equals 5, of course. I mean, O'Brien tortured Winston in 1984 because he thought it was meant 4. Harvard petition opposes sacred black mass. We're going to get into that. And a bunch of other clips. Schumer attacks the First Amendment. Senator Schumer. He talks about a new First Amendment where you keep your mouth shut because he's liberal. That's why he wants to take your rights away, because that's liberal. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about how the military-industrial complex and these big bankers will go and overthrow a country's government. That's a little bit corrupt, you know, not perfect. And they'll promise equality and welfare.
But it's kind of friendly, though, when they blow up your country and put Al-Qaeda in to sexually mutilate women and put bags on their heads. I mean, come on. Don't be racist, sir.
Yeah, and then they'll go and then they'll make laws making everyone equally oppressed. And then the people think, oh, at least we're all getting treated the same. We're all equally oppressed. But then the elite go and make themselves exempt from all the laws, and the country ends up being worse off before when it had its old government in power.
No, that's exactly what's going on. And then here's the best part. We end up paying for it and getting the blame when the average American has been under mind control with television for more than 50 years and doesn't know how to find their behind with both hands. So that's what's so frustrating. I appreciate your call, Zach. Let's talk to Nick in Virginia. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Oh, worldwide transmission.
I just want to talk about Obama deception, too. How's that going?
You know, I could have put it out a year ago. Could have put it out 6 months ago. I just keep updating it, and there's so much to cover. And who knows? If I release it, it'll be in the early fall. And, I mean, I've got to release it. I've just had so much going on.
Well, I mean, you could take some time off, man. You're a busy guy.
Take time off to make the film. Yes, that's a vacation, let me tell you.
Only do the Sunday show.
You know, I already, maybe once a month or so, that's taped, or I have a night in here. I did take some Sunday shows off months ago trying to work on that film. I hear you, buddy. Listen, I need other people to make films. I'd like to find filmmakers that I could produce films. You know, I got a lot of plans. It's just that I can only do so much.
Great day, man.
What'd you say? Oh, have a great day. Thank you. Sorry, his audio was low. Thank you. John in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions, please. First, there have been news reports lately that the CIA and the Pentagon supports and protects pedophiles in Afghanistan. Like, for example, I was watching this program called TCT Television with Bill Federer. He said he spoke to returning veterans who told him personally that they were forced to protect these pedophiles because they were our allies. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, I know that some of the Muslim extremists over there have sex with, like, 13-year-old girls. But, I mean, you know, I'm not even endorsing it, but, you know, 100 years ago or so, people got married at 13 in this country. So there's giant sex trade going on worldwide of underage people that I'm totally against. I'm not for criminalization of prostitution, because all that does is let the state run it, and the pimps run it, and makes it dirty like the drug war. I don't support drugs, but I want to decriminalize the drug war because it makes more drugs be on the streets. You know, it's that same idea. But yeah, Afghanistan is a giant no-bid contract black hole where they can engage in every form of evil you can imagine. And I know the troops have been told, you know, help them grow the opium and, you know, let them conscript 14-year-olds into war and everything else. So I don't know about the name you mentioned, but I'm vaguely familiar with the story.
They boys in the Taliban, to their credit, would execute pedophiles. And the Wall Street Journal has reported on it, even 60 Minutes, this fella, Henry Hank Crompton, who's an
Afghan. You know, I mean, all the 60 Minutes stuff, they usually have some cause celeb. Tony 2012, oh, somebody's protecting. I mean, the UN runs giant child kidnapping rings. So I don't really watch a lot of mainstream television. So I've answered your question. I'm not familiar specifically with what you're saying. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Miles in Florida. Miles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just calling in, man. I wanted to let you know what's going on down here in South Florida. This place is totally done for. I suggest any patriots that live down here, go ahead and start getting ready to hit the road. They have these Haitians, these Cubans coming in here by, like, I don't know if they're coming in by, like, super bus loads or whatever, but they're flooding every single job. And you go in there, myself, I try to get a job, I have to speak Spanish. And they blatantly tell me, you know, do you speak Spanish? How good is your Spanish? I'm getting tested on my Spanish.
No, I've talked to chefs in L.A. If you don't speak Spanish, you don't get a job. And It's just they're flooding the country with third world populations. So I'm going to come back to you. Hold on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. SyncNorad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning south out of NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to die.
a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Going right back to your phone calls, Miles in Florida. They politically correct, you know, make it about, oh, you're bashing immigrants. Well, can I move to their country and get everything free? Or get subsidized? It's like Walmart. I mean, I know it's designed to drive down wages and take over the country. It's not designed to compete. It's designed to create monopolies. I'm not racist against anybody because I don't like Walmart. And it's the same thing with all of these immigrants, the most low-skilled, the criminals, the dregs, just pouring in everywhere, pouring in, pouring in, pouring in. So they'll then vote to take my guns. I mean, one thing, like scientists were pouring in or people that contributed something. And, of course, there are some good immigrants, but they tend to come here legal. And yeah, everywhere I go, it's just swamped with poor people from the third world. There are 7 billion people, roughly, or 7.5 billion plus worldwide, but I don't know, 650 million or so. If you count Russia and Western Europe and the U.S., I guess that's about 600 and something million. Westerners count Australia, a few other countries, 700 million. Japan. But the point is, let's say there's 700 million, 800 million people, I don't know. It's below a billion that live in first world nations. Then you've got 6+ billion, more than 6.5, almost 7 billion people that want to come here. Over 6 billion. And it's a very simple equation. Bring in the illegals, drive down wages, dumb the population down. People are coming from poor countries with no education. And it's game over for the establishment using our, quote, democracy so that people can outvote and make the indigenous population slaves. Well, in a republic, your action against individuals is blocked even if you have a majority. The majority vote to make black people slaves again. You know, sorry, you can't do that. The majority vote to take my guns or take my property. You can't do that. But it's been happening because they're democratizing us. But finish your point. I know that Florida in many areas looks like a war zone, but the Midwest looks like that. I mean, I drive all over this country, and it's rough. Dallas used to be a booming city, and I've been up there. It looks worn at the edges, and this country's having its wealth sucked out of it. Go ahead, Miles, finish your point.
I just wanted to say, man, besides the illegals that are, I mean, not illegals, but, you know, whatever they are, immigrants that are coming here, it's flooded with trendies as well. So it's the both of them. It's trendies and them together, you know, against pretty much anyone who thinks like a normal person. And I can't even hold down a job. I have to quit because these people make me go crazy working with them. What they'll do, they'll pretty much do anything for a dollar. All they want is overtime. They don't care about their hourly wage going up or anything. They just want overtime. They want to work 60, 70 hours. The more, the better. They don't need to go home. They'll sleep in their car. So it's crazy down here. I started a YouTube channel like you said to do, and I started putting out videos talking about it, and people are liking it. I've got some subscribers, and, you know, you were right. It does make you feel better to do it, and once you join the fight, you start to feel better. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Tell folks the website.
It's Trendy Go Boom on YouTube.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And, folks, you're not trendy if you like to wear a fedora or you got earrings or tattoos. You know, if that's your style, great. Some of it looks good, you know, out there. The point is, it's like trendies then accept whatever the media is saying and think they are the boss and think they know everything and think you're weird if you're wearing a polo shirt because that's what you like. I mean, trendies will actually say, ha-ha, look, that guy's wearing topsiders and prep shorts. Well, that's what I like to wear. I mean, they're comfortable shoes. It's the summer, and I like wearing a shirt I can just grab off the rack, primary color, throw it on, not think about it. I don't think about styling my hair. I brush my teeth. I comb my hair. 20 seconds of combing my hair, I'm done. See, I'm about what I believe and what I stand for and who I am, not what I look like necessarily. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, if I put a Misfits shirt on and, you know, wore like black jeans and like ran around and acted trendy, I mean, it would be like women running around throwing themselves at me. That's how the society works. It shouldn't be what you're wearing. By the way, I happen to like the Misfits, some of their songs. I think it's great music. I just don't wear the T-shirt. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Or like two socks aren't the same color. Or have my hair all bozoed out. And then they have no content. There's nobody there. If you look weird and then you're smart and cool, that's fine with me then. Because I'm not offended by how you look. It's not shocking to me that you look different. It's that it means, oh, this person may be completely hollow and a fake intellectual. Oh, no. Not that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on the air. I mean, I before I go to Bob, I've known people that go like, hey, Alex, you know, you're not cool. You're not like a rock and roll punk rocker or something, you know, because you don't dress like that. It's just like you're looking at these people. All they have is the possession of how they look. You know what I have the fact that I'm honorable. I study the world. I know how things work. See what I'm saying? And I don't know, maybe I should get a green mohawk or something. Maybe then I would be cool. Or if you like the guys that wear cowboy hats but never worked on a ranch or don't know how to use a lariat, a lasso. I mean, I know how to do a little bit of that stuff, but I wouldn't even call myself a bad cowboy. And you see these guys that are all hat and no cattle. It's kind of the same thing. It's like dress up. I mean, if I've got to go back in the day when I was a kid or high school during the summer and go work for a couple months mending the fences, yeah, I wore a Stetson straw hat then so my face wouldn't burn off. See what I'm saying? It's just, and I'm not against you want to wear a cowboy hat and go out dancing or whatever, but then there's the people that think they're really tough and cool because they've done that and they've never been on a horse. You know, it's just kind of, it's the same deal. Or like all these guys that wear MMA stuff, which they may be great fighters, maybe they're into it. The point is, not against the MMA. I've gone and seen a lot of, you know, Joe Rogan's my good friend, the host of it. UFC. It's just that then they want to wear that stuff and act like you're scared of them. It's like you see these people walking down city streets with pit bulls that are growling at you, and then they'll get real mad, and I'll go, hey, man, get your dog in line. They say something, I go, listen, I'm going to really hurt you really bad right now. And I'll start screaming at them, and I can't help it. And they're going, what's your problem? And this one guy's big husband got in my face. I said, go ahead and hit me, man. I'm going to stomp your butt in the ground right now. You're German Shepherds, yet they had five of them on the greenbelt off a leash, ran up snapping at me, and I said, get out of here. You're supposed to run them off. The dogs ran back, and the guy ran up, bowed up, and I'm like, man, you're in the wrong. Your dogs almost attacked me. I'm about to hurt you really bad, buddy. Let's say you're really tough. You're still about to get in a fight with somebody that's meaner than hell. Do you want this fight? Then back off. You got 2 seconds. And that guy might have kicked my butt. But let me tell you, he's going to get it right back. He's not going to walk away unscathed from this. He'll probably walk away in a coma. And the whole point is, it's the same thing with the New World Order. It's all these people that want to push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. Just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Pretty soon you're going to get pushed back. But, man, it happens all the time on the hike and bike trail. Something like this Rottweiler yesterday was kind of coming up growling with a guy. And I just wasn't in the mood. I was like, hi, doggy, and pushed it away. And the dog was about to bite me. And I'm just like, man, you got a mean dog. Keep it in your backyard. You know, I'm not here for your dog to mess with me. And I love dogs. But I got a French bulldog. Because, see, I'm not looking to act tough because I got a mean dog. I don't own a junkyard I'm trying to guard. Or, yeah, I'm ranting and I apologize. I just shouldn't go off and digress. I start flashing back people and their damn dogs, and it's the exact same thing. They want. It doesn't matter. Anyways, Bob in Michigan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Georgia Guidestone is in 8 languages. With all those immigrants, couldn't you get somebody to speak in those 8 languages? Saying the, you know, and also the 16 questions for Newtown.
Yeah, I have. Is there an article or something? Because I'm trying to make exactly where you're going with the question.
Well, they were put up in 1970, the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, we've sent our crews there twice.
Yeah.
And it's in a bunch of languages, but it's in English, so we know what it says. But I mean, what are you saying? We could like get people there and like do a video where people say in Japanese or whatever.
Yeah, in the languages, yeah.
And then that way we inform others. I see what you're saying.
And then, you know, the 16 questions for a new tongue, you know.
Well, now what is that? I don't know what that is.
A big, you know, the guy called you a couple of weeks ago on your Sunday show.
Oh, the investigator, his questions,
yeah,
yes. And
right.
He was on our nightly news last week as well, yes.
Oh, good.
All right, thank you so much. Great points, Bob. Great questions or things that you raised. I'm not omnipresent. People call up and, you know, and like say something, and I'm just, explain to me what you're saying. Common Side Effects is the name of this person from Hawaii. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want first to say that I appreciate your show, and I'm a subscriber, and I like the Pollen Burst a lot.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it's really awesome. For sure, I don't agree with everything you say, but, man, what a world if we agree with everything that everybody said. That would just be ridiculous.
Well, if 10% of what I'm saying is true, we're in crazy town. And believe me, most of what I'm saying is true. And people say, well, what's a lie then? No, I'm sure I'm wrong about some things. But, look, most of what I'm saying is pretty accurate. You can have different perspectives, different angles. You know, there's optical illusions. So sometimes politically I get things wrong because I don't see it correctly or I augment my understanding. But go ahead, sir. You got the floor.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time, and so I think I have a good reference point of what you say and what you stand by and the fruits that you actually bear. And I was telling the other brethren, I was like, you know, I'm tired of people telling me about this Jew conspiracy thing, because it's like, you know, if somebody comes to me and say, oh, it's the Jews, I'm like, I look at them like they're crazy, because first of all, that's so vague. You know, even if it could be true or whatever, it's so big. So I'm like, look, man, this man calls out the Rothschilds every time, and he calls out the other perpetrators of these crimes. So how can you sit there and tell me that he is, you know, holding this conspiracy for the Jews? And, you know, don't you understand how this man is like the tip of the spear in the alternative media? He can't just come out and say stupid stuff like that, you know? So, I just, and there's like a lot of stuff that I don't agree with you about, but to you, you come off like a real person to me. And right now, I know how you speak upon the sincerity of people, and you come off real. You know, and that's what
well, thank you, sir. So do you. Look, all I'm trying to do is get people thinking, but I'm trying to bring people together. So I don't make it and say evil comes from white people or evil comes from black people or evil comes from Asians or evil comes from Jews or evil comes from Christians or the evil comes from the Muslims. I mean, that's what Bill Maher said. He said the evil really is the Muslims. You know, they really are the problem. And you know, my whole issue, meanwhile, the CIA is openly running the very group he's talking about. And so they're trying to make Islam like that. The point is that I'm not defending it either because I'm not a Muslim. The point is that clearly there's a lot of powerful people that have come out of the Jewish faith, the Jewish genetic system, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, powerful Asians in engineering as well. So, yeah, there are ethnic mafias involved. There's Italian mafia involved in the New World Order. But I don't blame all Jews because there's a Jewish mafia, Bugsy Siegel, the whole nine yards. I'm really trying to sell liberty and freedom no matter what color you are. I mean, I've had a lot of Jewish friends and have Jewish friends that love liberty, are super smart, nice people, and have done nothing but help me. People like Aaron Russo, God rest his soul. And so, you know, Jews on average, I think, are really smart people. You know, every group has stereotypes, but you're going to have bad Jews, you're going to have good Jews. And so my whole thing is, Cass Sunstein's a Jew, and he says at the White House, we're going to go out and stir up conspiracy groups along lines, racial lines, religious lines, to play them off against each other. Well, that's it. So you go out, because I'm creating unity, and you say, I work for the Vatican. Turns out the guy that says that actually pretty much works for Israel. Certain Israeli groups. It's not one monolithic group. And then you've got the FBI white supremacist types like Hal Turner saying I'm Jewish and my family's Jewish and I work for Israel. Turns out he was a federal officer. He's in jail now. They burned him. And that's all because I was honest and said that my wife's mother, her grandfather was Jewish, and I'm part Native American. But I'm an American. I'm a liberty lover. And I don't think that's shameful, you know, that my wife has some Jewish heritage and, you know, her family's like nuclear physicists and, you know, classical violinists, some of them smart people, Harvard doctors, you name it. But, you know, she's got, you know, her dad's from like West Texas and wears a cowboy hat and has an English name. It's just, you know, she's a Christian. And the whole point is that, you know, I mean, if they take over and it was a Nazi coup, would I be killed, my kids killed? Because I have some connection to Jews. I mean, I don't think there's any Europeans out there that don't have some type of Jewish bloodline. I don't know that in my genealogy, but I bet it's there somewhere because I've got so many, you know, different European bloodlines in my bloodline. The Jews have been in Europe for thousands of years. They were merchants along with the Romans. And so there have been Jews in Europe for over 2,000 years. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, they turned out Hitler had some Jewish blood. And that was a big deal. So I just don't sit there and demonize anybody. But look, I appreciate your call. People want to intellectually feel like they've one-upped you. And so instead of debating what I've done, what I stand for, they just go, I'm morally bigger and better. Alex Jones is an Israeli agent. Even though I'm critical of Israel and critical of the things they're doing. When I criticize a war against Russia, they have neocon groups run by the CIA publicly, come out and say that I work for Putin. Well, that's just pure bull. Don't speak a word of Russian. I know how to say gulag or uskal. I guess I can say the word vodka. I mean, I know the Russian women are beautiful, but I mean, other than that, I'm being accused of working for Putin. It's pure bull. It's pure bull.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
I think this song says it all.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America. America, America. We're all.
the highway. Los Deutschen will ich kontrollieren. Ich zeige euch, wie es richtig geht. Wir bilden einen lieben Reigen. Die Freiheit spielt auf allen Geigen. Musik kommt aus dem Weißen.
Monday through Friday, folks, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here. Then we come back 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. All right, I mentioned this earlier. I want to play it now. This is Chuckie Schumer 2 years ago saying there should be limits on C-SPAN in the Senate floor, in the Senate podium, about restricting the First Amendment. Now, Jay Rockefeller has also, we played the clip, said they need to get rid of free speech and we'd be better off without the Internet. So here is Chuckie Schumer.
So I believe there ought to be limits because the First Amendment is not absolute. No amendment is absolute. You can't scream fire falsely in a crowded theater. We have libel laws. We have anti-pornography laws.
Can't be pro-life. We'll censor you and have the IRS come after you. Yeah, and he uses that as fire in a theater. That's a call to action. That's kill that person. That's a call to violence. That's not First Amendment. That is a call to action. Totally different, and you know it as a lawyer. Now, let's go to the new piece, a little clip from Fox News, about a new First Amendment that Lord Schumer is proposing.
When the Supreme Court or any of my colleagues say that the Koch brothers' First Amendment rights are being deprived, that they're not being heard, it defies common sense. It defies logic. The ability to be heard is different than the ability to drown out every other point of view using modern technology simply because you have a lot more money.
By the way, I get zero money from the Koch brothers. Until about 4 or 5 years ago, I would call them the Koch brothers because I would just read the name. They fund Bill Clinton. We've got Greg Palast, who's a liberal on all of them. He's an honest liberal, though. He will tell you the Koch brothers fund both parties. They're in a fight with Soros. And they've been funding some of the mainline Republican Tea Party groups that tried to take over the real Tea Party that Ron Paul started and that this audience started like 8 years ago. But I love it. People go, oh, Alex Jones, you work for the Koch brothers. And they say it with a satisfaction, like I'm a nobody and they're this big moral person. I work for the Koch brothers. I work for Israel. I work for Putin. I work for the Vatican. I can't work for them all. I work for me and liberty and you. Because if I'm going to be free, you need to be free. But it just changes the subject. I'm not running your life. I'm not signing you on to the trillions in debt. I'm the one saying General Electric and Google should not be able to escape taxes. The Koch brothers shouldn't be able to outside the country. Any of them. You know, it's just ignore the work we've got to do and just say, oh, Alex is an agent. You know, Alex said he had some family that worked in, you know, clandestine operations. Yeah, I told you that on the show. To explain that they said the government was corrupt and evil and that I was on the right track. Duh, being honest, kind of like I admitted that I'd been involved in abortions back when I was a teenager in early college. I didn't like that it happened, but it happened and my activity contributed to it and I apologize and I repent for it. I told you that as part of full disclosure. And I don't care that I'm being criticized. That's going to happen when it's like Fight Club everywhere I go. People are like, yes, Mr. Jones. I mean, the listenership is huge. It's incredible. It's an incredible responsibility. I'm on the opposite of a power trip, how big this show is. But I want you out there who aren't government agents to stop being mentally ill and to get past just calling everyone a government agent. You'll know a government agent. They'll be promoting 2 + 2 = 5. All right.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.